Dear Tio Alejandro, Dad said that I shouldn't text you, that you like things old-fashioned even though you're the youngest. He says that you got your foot stuck in the wrong century when you were a kid. I don't know what that means. Anyway, that's why I'm writing this letter instead of sending a text like a normal human being. We are mostly moved in. I'm moving into your old room. Dad said that'd be okay. Anyway, do you mind if I keep some of this stuff? Nothing too expensive, just the cool stuff. Sincerely, Mila.
My dearest Mila. Do you know that before it was called snail mail, we just called it mail? I am overjoyed that you are moving into our old house and that my old room will have a brilliant mind in it again. Feel free to keep whatever you want from my old room. Donate the rest. If I haven't needed it in 20 years, I won't need it now. I know you were concerned about moving to Tularosa. It must feel so small to you. Just remember that the people have been friends to us for generations. You'll be fine. Around Christmas, it turns into a different world. You won't believe it until you see it. I'll try to come and visit once you're moved in. With love, Alejandro. P.S. Stay away from the forest.
Dear Tio Alejandro, thank you for letting me keep whatever I wanted. Some of your old clothes are actually cool again. About the forest, I asked my dad what you meant, and he just, I don't know. It was like he stopped to think. He froze like someone hit the pause button. He didn't say anything after that. I don't know what to think. One night I woke up in the middle of the night, walked out of my bedroom, and I swear there was dirt under my feet. Is that what you mean by forest? Did I transport to a forest? Love, Mila.
Dear Mila, I know you aren't going to believe me. I know it sounds strange. The forest is in the house. Or maybe it's better to say that the forest is the house. I should have warned you better, but I didn't think you'd find it so quickly. Now that you've found it, it'll be easier and easier to find. I need you to promise that you won't go back in there. Alejandro.
Dear Tio, I tried to promise. In my head, I promised. I wrote it down at the beginning of the letter. But I can't promise something that I can't control. I keep entering the forest. I'll walk from one room into another, and suddenly, it'll just be there. I don't know what's happening. I try to tell Mom and Dad. Mom doesn't believe me. She thinks it's one of my stories. And Dad just does the freezing thing. You're the only one who will say anything about it. Please tell me what's going on. Mila.
Mila. I'm scheduling a visit as soon as I can. I'll do what I can to explain. It is important that you stop thinking about the forests. It's easier to step into it when you're crossing doorways and thresholds. You have to keep the next room in your mind. Only think of the room. Think of the first thing you're going to touch in that room. If you keep the forest in your mind, it'll be all you see. Just don't think about the forest. Alejandro.
I walked in the forest today. I was so afraid before that I didn't look around. It's beautiful, isn't it? Filled with thousands of trees. There are more trees inside the house than outside. Have you noticed? Like, this forest is older than the whole town. Even the animals seem like they're older. From a time before hunters, so they're not afraid, just curious. Just curious. I was about to leave. I think I have that down now. I was about to leave until I saw her. She looks kind of like me. A little bit. And you, and Dad. Kind of. The same something in their eyes that we all have makes us look like we're laughing inside. The same shade of brown. The same shade of black. Who is she? Mila.
Mila, hopefully this letter will reach you after I do. I'm taking the first flight. Alejandro. My dear sobrina Mila, I will leave this letter in your room. In the room that used to be mine. I want you to know that we waited. We tried to find the forest, but it wouldn't let us, so we waited. You probably got lost playing with the young lady in the forest. She can be fun. Who is she? A great-great-aunt, maybe. A sister, maybe. The forest likes to hold on to the best of us. Some of us decide to never come back. Your mom and dad waited. When they couldn't wait anymore, I took over the job by myself. And I don't think I can wait anymore. Just know that we love you. And we understand. Someday, when all the walls are gray, and the world outside has grown around us, maybe on that someday, you'll remember us in return. This letter will stand watch where I once did. With all the love in my heart. Your Uncle Alejandro. El Campo Santo was made in the shadow of the Sandia Mountains in the heart of Albuquerque, New Mexico by Blackout Theater Company. Our goal is to tell the stories of New Mexico on stage, screen, and anywhere else you are. This podcast was made possible with generous support from the City of Albuquerque City Council Department of Arts and Culture, New Mexico Arts, and the Urban Enhancement Trust Fund. If you like this podcast, you should check out our Season 1 of El Campo Santo. If you would like to learn more about our plays and any other works, check out our website at blackouttheater.com.